We are going through the book of Romans this week. This is very exciting to me because this is the one revelation that has changed my life. It is the revelation of faith, righteousness. Righteousness by faith in what God has provided by grace. Romans 1 verse 16 reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation, to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God, verse 18, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." The gospel contains the power of God. This gospel is the power of God inside of us, and it changes our perception of how God deals with us. If we only look at nature, it says there that the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness from heaven. Meaning if we look at nature itself, there will be an intuitive knowledge in our hearts about the fact that we are not right with God. We look at the awe of nature and we might see it and think, wow, this is amazing. But at the same time, you see storms and you see raging fires and you see things happening and you go like, what is happening? It's so peaceful, but yet so disturbing sometimes. And so nature itself reveals the wrath of God because nature itself is bound to the sin of mankind that came through the fall. But the gospel, the message of the gospel, releases the message of faith, righteousness, that we are righteous by faith. And this verse says that it is from faith to faith, meaning you can start by faith and keep going by faith. A lot of Christians start by faith and realize they are right with God, but then they try and maintain their relationship with God by a mixture of faith and law keeping. Well, you cannot maintain your righteousness with God by your law keeping. God has made a decision to make you righteous, and you've got to keep your heart in that atmosphere and live in the atmosphere of faith, righteousness, by just keeping on believing in what God has given to you. So faith is what is needed to live the Christian life, not law keeping. And so I want to encourage you, you've been made right with God by faith alone. Don't let law keeping and obligation and these things disturb your relationship with God that is based on faith, righteousness, because you have been made right. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. You've started by faith. Keep on going by faith. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.